Chapter 6. A Scary Ride in a Rowboat.
After lunch, Sally is organising the activities for the afternoon.
OK, everyone, who wants to go in a rowboat?
She asks. 10 teenagers shout,
Yes!
All together, Sally smiles. She is the water safety instructor at Holly Howe. She is 28 and very energetic and fit. She has a strong personality, but everyone likes her. She knows teenagers can sometimes do dangerous things. She takes everyone to the jetty and asks them to sit down. They must listen to the safety rules before they can take the boats out.
Everyone must go with a partner. Everyone must wear a life jacket all the time. Never, never, never go out alone on the lake. Always stay in a group. Remember, the lake water is very cold. Be careful in your rowboats and hold on to the oars. Don't lose them. Don't stand up because the boats can tip over easily. Now, does everyone have a partner? No? Hurry up then. Everyone find a partner.
The boys and girls stand up and choose their partners. Julie is left alone. Anna is alone too. Julie walks over to Anna and says,
I think we are the only two left. Do you want to be my partner?
Not really,
says Anna.
But I don't have any choice.
Then Anna sees the silver locket around Julie's neck.
Where did you get that locket?
She asks, looking at Julie in a strange way.
It was my grandmother's,
says Julie. She doesn't know why, but she doesn't want to tell Anna the truth.
It's going to bring you bad luck,
says Anna coldly. Julie is angry.
Why is Anna always so aggressive?
She thinks. The two of them get into the rowboat and begin to row slowly. The other boats are moving quickly. Soon, Anna and Julie are left behind. Julie tries to make friends with Anna again. She stops rowing for a moment.
Listen, Anna, I'm really sorry about the bunks,
she says.
Can we be friends?
I don't know, Julie,
says Anna.
Can we?
Her voice is strange. Suddenly, Anna moves to the middle of the boat. She takes her oar and Julie's too and starts rowing very quickly. The boat begins to turn in the opposite direction.
Anna, what are you doing? Where are we going?
Asked Julie.
The other boats are over there. We must stay near them. Remember the safety rules.
Anna doesn't answer. She looks straight ahead and continues to row.
Anna?
Says Julie again.
What's the matter? Can you hear me? The other boats are over there.
She points to the other side of the lake. Anna still doesn't answer.
Listen to me, Anna, please,
shouts Julie.
We're too far from the shore here. We must turn back.
She's frightened now, and her voice is trembling, but Anna continues to look ahead. She isn't listening to Julie. Julie pulls her arm. Anna turns slowly to look at her.
Don't worry, Julie. Nothing is going to happen. I'm a good swimmer and I can manage the boat. I don't want to go with the others. I want to go to Hawkshead,
she says.
But Anna,
replies Julie,
Sally said we must stay near the shore. We mustn't go too far from the other boats.
Are you afraid, Julie?
Anna asks. She is staring at Julie. The wind lifts her blonde hair, and there seems to be a bright light around it. Julie stares at her.
I'm imagining it,
she thinks.
The sun and clouds are playing tricks on my eyes.
She looks up at the sky. Black clouds are moving over the lake. A storm is coming. Julie thinks quickly.
No, Anna, I'm not afraid. Okay, let's go to Hawkshead,
she says. She doesn't want Anna to think she's a scaredy cat. They row for half an hour. The boat is in the centre of the lake now. The sky is dark and a strong wind is blowing. It is raining. They can't see any other boats. Julie is really frightened. Anna doesn't speak. She seems to be in a trance. Julie doesn't care if Anna likes her after this trip or not. She wants to get back to the youth hostel.
Anna, I want to go back to Holly Howe. It's raining,
she says firmly.
Anna, can you hear me? Stop the boat!
Anna turns to look at Julie. Her eyes are dark and enormous, and her face is white. Her body trembles. The light around her is very bright now.
What is happening?
Thinks Julie.
Anna doesn't look real. She looks like a ghost. This must be a dream.
Suddenly, Anna stands up and the boat starts to rock. She is laughing.
Anna, sit down. The boat is going to tip over,
screams Julie.
Stop it, Anna!